In 2019, America stopped writing checks as part of a long-running program to wean African countries off their dependence on aid for their blood services. It had successfully done so in countries including Ethiopia and Tanzania, where governments picked up the full tab for their blood banks between 2014 and 2016. But in Kenya, the government's share of spending on transfusion centres declined. Money problems were exacerbated when COVID-19 struck in 2020. With schools closed, blood drives cancelled, and people urged to avoid mixing, donations slumped. Between July 2019 and June 2020, Kenya's transfusion centres collected just 164,000 units, against an estimated need of 470,000 to 1 million units. Yet the crisis also brought an emergency infusion of cash from the World Bank. Of $50 million in concessional money allocated to help Kenya battle COVID, $10 million was earmarked for improving its blood transfusion infrastructure, including 15 new blood banks, taking the total to 45, and frequent blood drives. It is paying off. In the 12 months to June 2022, Kenya collected 348,000 units of blood. However, Kenya's reliance on concessional funding still leaves its blood banks in a precarious position. Another sudden cut could once again leave Kenya anemic, though with luck, new blood donors such as Ms. Munyusi will become regular givers. The good thing about donating blood, she says, is that we are helping reduce the number of people suffering from high to low.